Chapter 8, The Champion. Isaac hears about Rebecca's trial. He hurries to find a knight who will be her champion. The only knight he knows is Ivanhoe. However, Ivanhoe is still weak from his wound. When Ivanhoe learns about Rebecca, he finds a horse and puts on his armor. Then he rides to find Rebecca. Because of his wounds, riding is very difficult for him. In the castle, the people are waiting. Rebecca's time is almost up.
Woman, the Grand Master says, where is your champion?
My God will send a champion, she says.
Then someone shouts,
a knight! It is a champion for the lady!
Ivanhoe rides into the castle. He is weak and almost falls from his horse. However, he will fight for Rebecca. The two knights charge toward each other on their horses. Their lances are raised. Each knight strikes the other with his lance. Both men fall to the ground. One knight stands up, but he looks very weak. The other knight is still on the ground. He is dead. The dead knight is Boisgris Bear. Rebecca saved Ivanhoe's life after the tournament at Ashby. Now he has repaid her by saving her life. Suddenly, there is the sound of many horses. The Black Knight and his men ride into the castle. The knight approaches the Grand Master.
You will leave this place now,
the Black Knight says.
And who is it that gives me this command?
Asks the Grand Master. The Black Knight takes off his helmet so the Grand Master can see his face.
Richard, King of England,
says the Black Knight. The Norman Knights move into a battle line behind the Grand Master. They raise their weapons. The Saxons line up behind King Richard. Their weapons are also raised. Both sides are ready for a fight. However, there are more Saxons than Normans. The Grand Master knows that his Norman knights cannot defeat the Saxons. He gives a signal, and the Normans turn and march out of the castle. King Richard has won a victory over the Normans without a fight. It is a small victory. However, it is the beginning of the end of Norman control over England.